This is NHR Sport.
Hello and welcome to Nottingham Hospital's Radio Weekly Highlights podcast, replaying the best action from recent games that the NHR sports team have covered for the patients and staff of the City and QMC hospitals. On this week's episode, we have two sets of highlights for you. Shortly, we will head to Meadow Lane, where Notts County took on Accrington Stanley on New Year's Day in the English Football League 2. But first, we are off to the City ground, where Nottingham Forest were looking to bounce back from their defeat against Man City in this Premier League match against Everton. Your commentator for this one is Lewis Brown.
But here we go at the City ground. The game is kicking off. It's going to be at Everton to kick off. They're going to be kicking towards the Trent end here. And the ball's played back to Pickford, who kicks it long. And Murillo wins the header. Everton on the ball. It's going to be a corner now coming, taken short to Tyler Dibling. Dibling back to Garner. Garner whips the ball in. It's headed by Tarkowski, but it's headed straight at John Victor. He was all alone, was Tarkowski. Just to the back of the goal. Post, the back post of the goal from which the corner came in, and he headed it directly at John Victor, and Victor makes the save. But after 6 minutes, that's the closest anybody's come yet, and it's still Nottingham Forest 0, Everton 0. Dibling decides to go back and passes the ball to Patterson to Irabunam. Now turns his man, finds McNeil inside to Garner. He takes the shot and he finds the back of the net. He crept inside the penalty area. He doesn't celebrate, does the ex-Forest man, but he's in acres of space. He turns, right-footed shot across John Victor and into the bottom corner of the net. And after 18 minutes gone, it's Nottingham Forest 0, Everton 1. Anderson thinks about shooting, cuts back, plays it out wide to Nico Williams just outside the penalty area. He crosses it looking for Jesus. It's headed away by Tarkowski again, only as far as Elliot Anderson to Nico Williams. He plays the ball back to Dominguez. He chips the ball in. It's headed by Jesus, but it's not on target, really. It's not a good header. He's headed it down, trying to skim it off the turf into the bottom corner, but he actually puts his header well wide of the post and well wide of Jordan Pickford. And after 22 minutes, it's still Nottingham Forest 0, Everton 1. All these names, Milenkovic, Mikalenko, as the ball's found. Callum Hudson-Odoi at the back post, and he gets his shot all wrong. It was a ball lofted in, and I think it was by Nico Williams. Hudson-Odoi has his hand on his face because he can't believe he's just mishit that. He was free at the back post. He just had to get a shot on target and it would have probably been in. But instead, as we just see the replay, he gets it completely wrong and he just rolls his studs over the ball and the ball just trickles wide. And after 29 minutes, it's still Forest 0, Everton 1. Williams down the line looking for Jesus. Headed away by O'Brien and then further cleared by Mikalenko. And that ball that's further cleared gives Michael Oliver a chance to blow the half-time whistle. So it is half-time here at the City ground. It's been a first half that's seen Forest have the majority of possession without creating any real chances. Only real chance was for Hudson-Odoi at the back post, but he couldn't get his foot on it properly. Instead, just rolled his studs over the ball and it went wide of the goal. But the only telling incident in the first half was when Dwight McNeil had the ball just outside the Forest penalty area. He played a simple ball through the middle of Forest defence to James Garner, who'd kept himself onside, who ran onto the ball and hit it across the face of goal and into the bottom corner of John Victor's goal. And that's the only goal we've had so far here in the first half. So as it stands at the City ground at half time, it's Nottingham Forest 0, Everton 1 in this Premier League clash. But we do kick off here at the City ground for the second half of Nottingham Forest versus Everton in the Premier League, where Everton currently are up by 1-0 as Douglas Luiz now has the ball in the centre circle. Williams further down the line looking for the run of Gibbs White. He's got two men for company. He can't find the ball. It's then played off. He then picks up the loose ball. Jesus with an awful touch, but he's still got it. Then snaps the shot and it rolls past the post. Jordan Pickford screaming at his back line. It bobbled about and eventually somehow Jesus was able to turn and take a shot. I think he sort of toe poked it. Pickford was rooted to the spot, so if it had been on target, it would have been in the goal. But instead, it just creeps past his post, just trickles past and out for a Everton goal kick. 59 minutes gone, still Forest 0, Everton 1. In comes the corner then for Everton. It's James Garner who's taking it. Right-footed, in-swinger, doesn't beat Taiwo Awoniyi, but he can only head it back out to Garner. Garner brings it under control, whips the ball back in, looking for Everton man, and it is headed by a Everton man. I think it was Tarkowski who jumped higher than his man towards the back post, but he can't get it on target. Instead, he heads it just wide of the post. 72 minutes gone, still Nottingham Forest 0, Everton 1. Hutchinson to Douglas Luiz. He's trying to trick his way past three men, loses the ball. McNeil now coming forward, finds Barry. If Barry can switch it, there's some space for Garner. Garner now, it was behind him, so he's had to stop and hold up play, but he then takes the ball away from Murillo. Keeps going forward to Garner, finds Barry into the penalty area, beats the goalkeeper and puts the ball into the goal. It was a fantastic pass. Jimmy Garner robbed the ball from Murillo, lays it into Barry, who's in acres of space because Murillo's not there. And Barry runs into the area, puts the ball past John Victor. 78 minutes gone. It's Nottingham Forest 0, Everton 2, and another loss for the Reds. Douglas Luiz now passes it to Zinchenko. He plays it forward to Bakuru. He's got a bit of space wide on the left. He's now got Roll with him. He's taking him on. He's into the penalty area. Cuts back. He's still got the ball as Bakuru takes a shot. Oh, and it flies past the post. That was the best play from Forest there. Bakuru cuts back inside and he hits a low shot towards the back post. I think it was a shot. He didn't either get enough whip on it to actually put it in himself. It beat Jordan Pickford, but it flew past the post, and a diving Morgan Gibbs-White couldn't get his toe on it either to put the ball into the back of the net. And instead it goes out for a goal kick. And after 87 minutes, Forest 0, Everton 2. And out for an Everton goal kick. And that's pretty much your time up here. 5 seconds, 3 seconds to go. And as Zinchenko brings the ball under control with his chest, Michael Oliver blows the full-time whistle. Some boos around the City Ground there, and that's not for the officiating this time. Absolutely nothing wrong with Michael Oliver's officiating, but more boos for the style in which Forest have been beaten here. Had lots of possession, put pressure on Everton's back line that just stayed resolute throughout the whole game. Tried to cross the ball in the first half, looking for Jesus, but it didn't work. And Everton were the only ones who scored in the first half. And then again, Everton got a goal in the second half too to make it 2-0 to them here at the City Ground. And that's how it's finished in this game in the Premier League on this cold Tuesday night in December at the end of the year. It's finished Nottingham Forest 0, Everton 2.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.
Now on to our second game, as we are off to Meadow Lane for a New Year's Day clash, as the Magpies welcome the Old Reds in the English Football League 2 game. Your commentators for this match are Rod Smith and Richard Smith.
So, Notts County will kick us off, playing towards the Hayden Green family stand then. Notts County get us underway then. Ball's with Matty Platt, plays it out wide left towards Alassane Ajatu, who misses out on the header. And it goes out of play for a throw-in to Accrington Stanley. Ball down the line is cut out by Matthews, with Alassane Ajatu, the mass marauder, giving chase. And in fact, he wins the ball and finds Ayol Pender, edge of the box with a shot, left footed, good save from Ollie Wright there down to his left hand side. Good work from Alassane Ajatu, harried the defender out of the way and then got the ball across. Matthew Dennis couldn't really make up his mind what to do with it. Found Ayol Pender on the edge of the box, And left foot shot from Tom Iopenda. Ball headed away. Back towards the corner taker, Sarulla. Sarulla then gets a cross ball in, stands it up towards that far post. He's headed towards goal. And it came back off a defender. And Ollie Wright grabs it at the second opportunity. I think it was Anasone Ajata who headed it towards goal. And it bounced off the keeper, back into the defender, and then back to the keeper, who made the save and the grab at the second attempt. Now, the referee blows for half-time. And again, that's not a game here at Meadow Lane that will live long in the memory, that first half. A couple of opportunities at either end have been either saved or went over the top of the bar. And at half-time here at Meadow Lane, it's disappointing. Notts County 0, Accrington Stanley 0. So Accrington Stanley will kick us off, and Notts will be playing towards the Kop end in this second half. And it won't take much to improve on that first half display, I'm thinking, for Notts County. And you would like to think they come out with a bit of a flea in their ear as we get underway in this second half. What you don't want is Notts County inviting Accrington Stanley onto their back line too often, because that way Stanley get a bit of encouragement and they think they can go ahead and score. And being the devil's advocate that I am here at Notts County, that will normally happen late on in a game when Notts can't get back into it. Sean Morley gets the ball in. It's flicked away towards the edge of the 18-yard box. Shot comes in, fortunately straight at Kelly Roos, but there's nobody forward for him to bowl it out to. You know, if there was somebody on the halfway line that's got a bit of speed or a bit of guile about them, able to control the ball, just put them on the halfway line. And again, that's something that the analyst could surely see. Tyrese Hall plays a lovely ball forward, looking for Matty Dennis. Corner of the 18-yard box at the Kop end. Cuts in field on his right foot, shoots straight at the keeper. Not sure whether he could have found anybody else there with a little ball to his right, but fair play to him with the 10 goals so far this season. You'd expect him to have a shot from the edge of the 18-yard box if the opportunity allowed. Wall is in on goal and flips the ball underneath an advancing keeper, and now Accrington Stanley have the lead. It was a nothingness ball forward and it found Sean Morley in the 18-yard box, who ran on towards it and he knocked the ball under the advancing keeper, and Sean Morley scores his third goal of the season. It's Notts County 0, Accrington Stanley 1. 10,239, of which 218 are from Accrington Stanley. Ball forward finds Connor Grant. Lovely move this. Could come for Iopenda. Is he brought down in the box? No, says the referee. And Accrington Stanley come away with the ball through Caton. 6 and 2/3 there, yeah, that penalty shout.
Yeah, it was 6 and 2/3. And to be honest with you, I think the referee got it about right. But why throw yourself down when you think you might have a chance to, even if it gets blocked, at least you've given it, as the advertising thing says, a swing at it.
Turns out to be a 1-2 with Kellen Gordon, does that? Who picks it up again, gets a ball into the area, cleared away, not very effectively, it's gone straight up as that. Matty Dennis is underneath that, might break for Iopenda. He's gone down. Is the referee going to give anything?
That's a penalty.
No,
surely.
He's given a free kick against Iopenda, and he's going to give Tom Iopenda a yellow card for simulation.
Well, he's got that.
That's 100% wrong.
That is dreadfully wrong.
And the referee will blow for full time. Accrington Stanley have won the game. There's boos from the Notts County faithful, and the year has not started in the best possible way as far as Notts County are concerned. A gift of a goal for Sean Worley on 72 minutes is the difference between the two sides. And unfortunately, it's not been the happy new year that Notts County or their fans would have wanted. It's finished here at Meadow Lane. Notts County 0, Accrington Stanley 1.
Well, that's all we have for now. Thanks for listening.
This is NHR Sport.